Picture a flight line in 1955. A bomber rolls out, brand new, paint still bright. And somewhere in a Pentagon office that same year, someone is already drawing up plans to replace it. That airplane is still flying today. This is Radio Hangar, I'm Tower, and this is 80s, where I take the headlines and tell you what they actually mean today. We're talking about an airplane that has now outlived roughly 20 separate attempts to retire it. The Boeing B-52 Stratofortress. And the latest projection says it may serve until it is 100 years old. Let me say that again. An airplane designed in the late 1940s, built in the 1950s, is on a path to fly into the 2050s. No other combat aircraft in history has done anything close. Before we get into it, today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins, built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, here's what you need to know about the B-52, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. The reporting on this comes from Simple Flying, and the through line is simple. The Air Force started looking for a replacement before the airplane was even finished being built. The B-58 Hustler was supposed to do it, then the XB-70 Valkyrie, then the B-1 Lancer, then the B-2 Spirit. Every one of those was at some point the airplane that was going to send the old Stratofortress to the boneyard. And here we are. The B-1 is winding down. The B-2 fleet is tiny, just 21 ever built, now down to 20 after a loss, and the B-52 is still on the ramp, still flying missions, still the most deployed strike aircraft the United States Air Force operates. So how does that happen? How does an airplane survive being declared obsolete 24 times? The answer is the part that's actually interesting to us as pilots. It comes down to the airframe, the mission, and the math. Start with the airframe. The B-52 was overbuilt. 8 engines, a wing that flexes so much on the ground the tips droop, and that wing carries an enormous fuel load and an enormous payload over an enormous payload over an enormous range. It was designed to haul nuclear weapons across the entire planet without stopping. That meant a structure with margin, decades of margin, as it turned out. These airframes have not flown the kind of high stress, low altitude, tight turning profiles that wear a jet out fast. They cruise high, they cruise long, and they come home. The fatigue life is enormous. Now the mission. Here's where it connects to something every pilot understands. The right tool for the job. A B-52 is not stealthy. It cannot sneak past a modern integrated air defense system, but it was never going to keep doing that job. What it does now is something different. It is a truck. A very large, very long-legged truck that can carry an absurd quantity of standoff weapons, things you launch from far away, far outside the threat ring, and let the weapon do the sneaking. For that mission, you don't need stealth, you need range, payload, and the ability to stay on station for hours. The Stratofortress has all three, in quantities nothing else matches. This affects you if you've ever argued about new versus old in your own flying. We do this all the time. The latest glass panel versus the airplane that just works. The newest composite versus the aluminum that's been reliable for 50 years. The B-52 is that argument written at national scale. Sometimes the honest answer is that the old airplane, properly maintained and given the right job, is still the most cost-effective machine on the field. And the Air Force is betting on exactly that. The current program is called the B-52J, and it is not a paint job. They are pulling those 8 original engines off and hanging 8 modern, fuel-efficient, commercial-derived engines in their place. New radar. The same kind of active electronically scanned array technology you'd find on a modern fighter. Updated cockpit, updated communications, updated weapons integration. Think about what that means. The Air Force looked at a 70-year-old design and concluded the cheapest path forward was not a clean sheet airplane. It was to re-engine and re-equip the one they already have. When the engine swap is done, those new power plants are projected to need so little maintenance and burn so much less fuel that the airplane gets cheaper to operate, not more expensive as it ages. That is almost unheard of. Here is the part I want to flag as worth sitting with. The pilots who will fly the final missions of the B-52 have not been born yet. The grandparents of the last B-52 pilot may not have been born yet. The grandparents of the last B-52 pilot may not have been born when the airplane first flew. 3. Possibly 4 generations of one family could fly the same type. There is no other airplane where that sentence is even possible. Now, let me be straight with you, because ATs is a news show and I won't oversell. A 100-year service life is a projection, not a promise. It depends on the engine program staying on schedule and on budget. And big defense programs have a long history of doing neither. It depends on the airframes continuing to pass inspection. And it depends on the threat environment, not changing in some way that makes even a standoff truck too vulnerable to risk. That's the honest caveat. The plan is sound. The plan is also a plan, but the track record argues for the airplane. 20 times someone said this was the end. 20 times the Stratofortress was still there when the replacement program got canceled, or got built in tiny numbers, or simply got old itself. At some point, you stop betting against it. There's a lesson in here for those of us flying far smaller airplanes. Airframe time isn't the enemy people think it is. A well-maintained, well-flown machine with good logs and honest inspections can outlast newer airplanes that were flown hard and maintained poorly. Hours matter less than how those hours were flown and how the airplane was cared for between them. The Stratofortress is the loudest possible example of a quiet truth. Maintenance and mission discipline beat calendar age. That reporting came from Simple Flying, with the program details tracing back to the Air Force's own B-52J modernization plans. You can find more at RadioHanger.com. Next time someone tells you an airplane is too old to be worth keeping, remember the bomber that's been answering that question since Eisenhower was in office and is still answering it. I'm Tower. Keep your logs clean.